List price, or MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price. It's a made-up figure, but increasingly more important on Amazon. I'll explain why in this video and how to set it, as well as some common best practices. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guide. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to come in and show you guys a couple of listings. Here is what list price looks like. You can see here is the list price, $24.99, and it's got a strike through. Here's the price, $19.99. You save 20%. That, to the consumer, looks like the item is on sale. It is, in fact, not on sale. This is a made-up figure, made up long time ago. You might see those TV commercials of those cars where they're like, Sunday, 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 come get 20% off MSRP. Well, here's the thing. MSRP is completely fabricated. It has no bearing. It is simply just made up by the manufacturer to make you think there's additional value. Well, it guess what, guys? It works. Now, in the past couple of years, Amazon has increasingly made this field more important, giving it more traction, making it show up more frequently. They had backed off of this for about 5 years. They actually eliminated this field for about 5 years from 2015 to 2020. It was barely found anywhere on the platform. Well, now today it's extraordinarily prolific, so much that you're actually getting emails from Amazon to come in and adjust it and set it. So it's very, very important. One of the tools I use, Helium 10, can track some of these list prices and BSR tracking. And so we're going to showcase that on our video today to kind of demonstrate. So you'll notice here that this list price was added on May 21st. That's the yellow line right here. And ever since it was added, the conversion rate of this listing has gone up. So it's extremely important, very, very beneficial, especially if you can sell the item at $25 and later you're selling it at $20 and you set the list price to a price you've previously sold at, it increases the likelihood that the list price will display on a page. All right, let's go on to the next one. So here is an item that does not have the list price showing up. So let's go down to the Helium 10 section and you can see there's no yellow line. So no yellow line means the list price has not been set yet. So we're going to set the list price on this item. And generally speaking, it's good to put it about 20% higher than the item. Since this item has actually sold successfully at $41.99, this would be a great price to test putting the list price on this item. So at $41.99, if the list price shows up, great. You're done. That's fantastic. You get the nice strike through. Problem solved. If it doesn't show up, lower it down a dollar until it does show up. So $41.99, then it goes to $40.99, to $39.99, and keep going down until the list price shows up. It usually shows up within about 15 minutes of you entering it in, so it's not too long to wait. Here is another example. So this one, we've got a $100 item. We scroll down. List price has not been set on this item yet. And so once it's added in, we'll see a yellow line down here, and we'll also see the strike through up here. So these are opportunities to add in the list price. Here's an example of a listing where the list price is not displaying. However, it is filled in. So the list price was set to $25.99 on this listing, but it's not ever sold at that price. Well, actually, that's not even true. It looks like it back in March, it sold at a higher price. So, but because it's not displaying right now at $25.99, what you would do on this listing is you would slowly, a dollar at a time, lower it down until the list price shows up, because you do want to see that strike through. It can be very beneficial. So here's one of my listings that I personally sell under my Momster brand. Here you can see I've got the $15.99 and the was $16.99 crossed out with the 6%. This is not list price. This is totally separate. If you actually discount your product for about 30 days or so, you'll get a strike through unrelated to list price, basically showing it's the lowest price in 30 days. So that's really cool. That's beneficial. But if you want to know how to set the list price, what you do is you go into the product edit page. To get here, go to Seller Central, go to the inventory page, and click on edit on the product. In most categories, we're seeing offer tab show list price, which you can see right here, and we've put in a list price of $19.99. That's too high for this product, so we're actually going to pull this down to $17.99 in hopes that the list price will show up. And here you can see the tooltip, provide the list price for the product, not including tax. List price is the suggested retail price of a product as provided by a manufacturer. This is not the offering or cost price. And if you're unable to provide it, just simply leave it blank. That's fine. No big deal. You hit save and finish. This will show up within about 15 minutes on the front end if it's going to display. And if it doesn't, lower it down a dollar at a time. Some other categories you may see list price show up in the more detail section. Just do a Control F or Command F if you're on an Apple computer and look for MSRP, look for suggested, or look for list. And you should be able to find the categorization for that item within your catalog. It is known by three different names: list price, MSRP, or suggested retail price. Sometimes the word manufacturer is on it as well. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you like these catalog tips, look at this playlist here next. I have so many catalog tips, it's crazy, including a newly launched Mag School course for parentage, where you can learn how to build variations. One of the most complicated things you're going to do with template file uploads and connecting variations. We got lots of videos on parentage. Check that out next.